Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast for people who want to build a business that not only positively impacts their clients, but also brings purpose and fulfillment to life, both personally and professionally. Let's get into it. How often do we set out to try something new and we just decide, oh, I need to do more research. I don't know what I'm doing. I need to take another course or watch another YouTube video or read another book or listen to another podcast before I can even begin. And we gather and gather and gather evidence. We spend so much time gathering evidence to help us do the thing and do it perfectly the first time. Whether we're adding a product or a service offering or whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's something as simple as hitting a golf ball, we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to go about it. We just don't know what we don't know. And so we don't even try. Truth is, your first try probably is going to absolutely suck. It's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be embarrassing. You're going to fail. If you don't fail, you're an anomaly. You are a unicorn. Now, obviously, there's things that we can do for the first time that are similar to a lot of things we've done in the past, and we might get it right accidentally. We might accidentally do things in the right way. But when it's the first time you're trying something, whether it's starting a business, hitting a baseball, shooting a basketball, having a conversation with a new business contact, having a tough conversation with a family member, whatever that thing is, your first time, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know how to go about it. You're going to screw it up. Odds are you're going to screw it up. That shouldn't keep you from trying. So many people get caught up in, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to do more research. I gotta know more before I go about it. Your first attempt sucks, okay? You're going to fail. Get that out of your head. The thing of, oh, I don't want to fail. Everybody will laugh at me. I'll feel like a stupid failure. Get that out of your head. Go try it. Go do the thing. Your first attempt absolutely sucks because you don't know what you don't know. The first time you swing a golf club feels awkward. You barely hit the ball. Maybe you miss the ball. Maybe you swing over top of the ball. Maybe you hit the ground a foot in front of the ball and you fall on your face. Next time, you have some data to go off of to adjust and adapt your first attempt and try again. Your first attempt sucks. Your second attempt will be 10 times better because now you can adjust and adapt. You know what you have to do. If you set up a 5-gallon bucket 20 feet away and you try to throw a rock into the top of the open bucket, your first shot is a crapshoot. You don't know how hard to throw it. You don't know how much power to put behind it, how much arc to put into the shot. You don't know if it's going to bounce out, if you need to drop it straight in the bucket, or if you need to kind of bounce it off the inside of the bucket to where it bounces around and doesn't bounce back out. You don't know. So you give it a shot and you fall 5 feet short and 3 feet to the left. And so you adjust. And the second time you hit the rim of the bucket. The third time you're overthrow it by 8 inches. The fourth time, dead in the bucket. The fifth time, you hit the side of the bucket. The sixth time, in the bucket. The seventh time, in the bucket. The eighth time, in the bucket. because you know, you now have data to go off of to be able to adapt the height of the throw, the strength behind the throw. You know what you need to do. Maybe you're adjusting to the wind a little bit. Maybe you're adjusting to the weight of the rocks that you pick up. Whatever it is, you now know how to adjust and adapt your throw. It's the same way in business. It's the same way in relationships. It's the same way with a spouse. When one way you approach things doesn't work, you're like, okay, what didn't work? Why did what I said or did make them react the way they did? Is it a me issue? How can I approach that to make it better? How can I adjust the way I speak with potential clients to make them want my product or my service more, to make it the thing they need? Am I pushing too hard on the product itself? Or am I not pushing hard enough on the benefits they'll receive from it? What do I need to do to make this thing work? How can I adjust and adapt and succeed? Do good work.